What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
11 o'clock hour live in St. Joe. It's Cody and Gold. Chiefs training camp practice about to wrap up. They are doing a little bit of the special teams portion. That's always a sign that practice is about to end. The last real full practice of camp tomorrow. It's really cool with Military Appreciation Day. They'll start a little bit earlier, and then everybody will sign autographs after practice for Military Appreciation Day. But today's the last practice open to the general public. And then the guys head back to KC. And, yes, they got two more preseason games, but just like that, training camp will be wrapping up. Today is our final show up here, and our coverage from St. Joe at camp is brought to you by Break Time, Missouri's homegrown convenience stores. Download their mobile app, find a location near you. Coming up, let's call it about a half hour from now, I'm guessing we'll have Nate Taylor join us, our Chiefs insider from ESPN, once he's done with some of his media obligations. So we will look forward to talking with Nate Taylor about some of the things he saw out there today, and also kind of final thoughts and put a bow on training camp for the most part. But we know we've got some work to do on Camp Island.
Nine players arrive in St. Joe for Camp Island. Only one can take home the final prize. Who will be the 2025 Chiefs Camp Darling?
Decisions, decisions, decisions.
Double elimination day.
It is.
Down to the final three?
Mm-hmm. We're getting close to crunch time. Remember yesterday we added Jason Brownlee. He was a late addition. You can get added to the island. We said with a performance in a preseason game. I understand it was one catch, but it was one of the stories out of preseason game number one. So here is who is on the island. Reminder, Rashard Smith, Tyquan Thornton, Jalen Royals, Jason Brownlee, and Omar Norman Lott. That means Elijah Mitchell, Jaquarius Spivey, Jared Wiley, Jake Brenningstuhl, and Noel Williams have all been eliminated from Camp Darling Island. I hope a couple of those names still turn out to have impacts this season, but they aren't Camp Darlings in 2025.
So unless they have like a Omar Norman,
on Monday will
Jaquarius be... Jaquarius Spivey has a 3-sack preseason game. We might have to have a different conversation.
And, if Norman Lott sacked 3 guys on Friday night, then that's something. Monday we will crown our Camp Darling 2025. But today, 2 guys for the time being have to be voted off the island. So let's go around. Give me your one nomination, and we'll see if we're in agreement here.
I think it's fairly obvious at this point that Rashard Smith, my guy, okay. And I'll take credit for my own team here, but Rashard Smith should have survived this round. He should have been an obvious survivor this round. But he had 4 carries for 10 yards and 1 catch for negative 6 yards. And unless I'm going to crown a camp darling based on their pass protection, in which I think he did well, I don't think it's reasonable to do it. Jalen Royals had a bigger game. Tyquan Thornton has had a bigger camp. He also had a slightly bigger game, but he's had a bigger camp. So he's been a bigger name overall. And as much as I might have to just kick Jason Brownlee right back off the island, I do unfortunately think that Rashard Smith's got to go.
So I would have also.
He's got the best chance to come back on the island, though.
He does. So I would have also, as one of my two, Rashard Smith, because the finger injury probably hurt him a little bit, but also this preseason game was a great opportunity. Now, there's a chance Friday night.
He's got a big chance of coming right back.
He still could do it on Monday and go from being voted off to winning it at the end of the day if he has a huge game Friday night.
I love reality TV,
but
man.
But Rashard Smith, at some point, if you want to stay on the island, you got to do something. You got to become a story at
He's
some point.
He's clearly the fourth running back on the roster right now, Drew.
Carson Steele's playing better.
He can't even move up the depth chart.
All right, so that's two votes. Go ahead, Drew. Give me your one, but that's two votes for Breshard Smith. I think he's one of the guys getting kicked off
today. All right, well, so I wouldn't vote Breshard Smith, but it sounds like he is.
Okay.
I'm going to vote my guy, Omar Norman Lott, off because we haven't heard his name pop up really at all. Like, Breshard Smith's name has popped more recently than Omar Norman Lott's. Yeah, I feel like it's kind of tapered off a little bit. So I would take Omar Norman Lott off, actually.
Interesting. Okay.
I agree with Omar Norman Lott.
So I guess the question is, so Breshard Smith, there's two votes for Smith. It sounds like Cody's willing to vote for Norman Lott. I would agree with those.
So there's three wide receivers? We're not going to get any kind of positional change.
I think that's where we're headed now. And then Monday, we will vote for the winner. There's a chance that Norman Lott, but I think Omar Norman Lott. My only pushback with him is he was a bigger story for 1 week than anybody else other than
Should
Tyquan
we not be
Thorne.
Kicking Jason Brownlee off? The guy we just put on, he had one catch.
My vote would be Omar Norman Lott and Brownlee. I would have kept Breshard Smith on, actually.
He has one catch, Jason Brownlee.
Smith and Brownlee.
In fairness, it was a
touchdown. Smith and Brownlee off
it's the
island.
Or Norman Lott or Brownlee. I agree with. I think it's those three. Let's agree to that real quick. Breshard Smith, Omar Norman,
yes,
Lott,
we're
Jason
debating
Brown.
Those guys. Yes.
Those are the guys. So Thornton and
Jalen
Royals are
safe.
Text
line, what do you think? 913.
Yeah, we need some opinions here.
586-7965. Monday, the official Camp Darling 2025 will be crowned. So Breshard Smith, to me, absolutely has to be, for the time being, voted off. That, to me, is a non-starter, in my opinion. Like, he has to be the name off.
All right.
The question is, to me, Norman Lott versus Bradley.
If it's between those two, I would actually...
The thing is, Brownlee had the moment in the preseason game, yes, but Norman Lott for 1 week was as big of a story as anybody. Go ahead.
If it's between those two, I think Brownlee's out.
I would kind of agree.
So Drew's...
So I think Breshard Smith and Brownlee are gone, which would leave us with Thornton, Royals, and Omar Norman Lott.
Are we going to look stupid on Monday if Brownlee has another couple of touchdown catches?
I mean,
he's just going to come right back?
We might.
We can come back on.
We could also look really bad if Breshard Smith has two touchdowns with four catches or something.
He can still win.
It's not about looking bad. It's about crowning the right Camp Darling at the end of the day on Monday.
All right, so for now,
so
we're down
obsessing
three.
Over one catch is the definition of a Camp Darling.
So maybe Brownlee should stay.
That's
then.
A great point.
So maybe Brownlee should Norman Lott stay. Disappointing, I guess, for what I wanted to see.
So maybe we should keep Browning. Maybe we keep Brownlee just because of that, actually.
All right. Final answers here. I will switch again. My goodness.
Get rid of Omar Norman Lott.
Breshard Smith and Omar Norman Lott are off the island, in my opinion.
But then, see, that's a problem. Like,
between
Brownlee and Smith, I start leaning Smith. But he can just retake that job if he performs in the preseason.
Monday will be obvious. I think Monday will be obvious who the Camp Darling is.
Thornton is still the favorite. He's still the Vegas odds-on favorite, if anybody could bet on Camp Darling.
Jalen Royals has the opportunity for a big preseason game, too, though. All of a sudden, he can come out of nowhere and win this thing. Noel Williams has a pick six, and we're like, uh-oh. You know, there's a lot of things. Friday night's big.
I feel like it'd be more than a pick six for Noel Williams, you know? Jake Brenningstuhl, he never turned.
Someone says Brownlee has shown more this
even
week.
Healthy.
That is correct. Brownlee is really more about it. He's on a five-day heater.
But this isn't just a five-day heater, man. This is all
a camp. Yep.
This is the whole thing. That's why he's still a long shot to win it, and Breshard Smith still got a good chance to get back on. But you know what? It's an earned role as well.
Yeah, in fairness.
It's an earned role as well. Breshard Smith didn't earn it this week. Brownlee
Smith. Honestly, to this point, hasn't done anything.
Except for getting talked about in camp, yes.
But even that was more because of just people were hoping to talk about him.
Yeah, we didn't see it on Saturday. Yeah,
all right, Friday night against Seattle. Friday night against Seattle.
Hold on, just to be sure, one more time. We did not check their social media after practice. Did they have practice yesterday?
They did,
okay.
Ooh,
so
yeah, we haven't.
Hold on. Just not the game.
You're saying that something could change.
I'm pretty sure we already packed their bags. They're off the island, man.
I just want to make sure.
It's reality.
If somebody
TV
was
knows.
Supposed to be, there is a running back room is bursting
the
with energy.
The limo's already
from
driving away. The limo's already
Smith.
Driving away.
Oh, Jalen Royals had a catch in the rain.
He's still on the island.
Yeah,
so he's safe.
He's still there.
James Winchester was on there.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was. Okay, I think we're safe. We're good. We're good with the ones we took.
Some says it's Camp Darling, not camp preseason. Yeah, but preseason still, two games are taking place while they're at camp still.
Yeah,
technically, Friday's game.
Matter.
Technically, Friday's preseason game is after camp, in fairness. As, you know, if we get into the real semantics here, text line. You know, you're right.
Yeah, let's really break down the semantics of our reality-based radio show called Camp Darling Island.
Monday.
I could change the rules forever. I could just decide Robert Tunyon isn't too old.
That's right.
On Monday.
We're having fun
Claim
with
him
it.
If I
so
want.
Monday we will crown a Camp Darling. and we'll take your guys' votes on it as well. Thank you. At Alex Gold, at Cody B. Tapp on Twitter, at Drew B. Nicks.
If you see somebody in the game you think we're ignoring, please let us know.
Drew, real quick, while we're on the topic of social media, I did notice something yesterday. No thirst trap photos, so that's good. That's a smart decision. I wouldn't be doing too many of those if I were you. But what was that? Were you grilling? Were you cooking? Did Cody saying yesterday on the show that I should spend $1,500 on cooking lessons
stand by that one.
Prompt you to go and start cooking yourself? Because I don't know if I've ever seen you post a fresh plate of food that you clearly cooked. Your wife cook it? What? Who was that? Grilled chicken? What was that?
So I typically despise the food posting, like the Thanksgiving plate thing. Like normally we always make Thanksgiving. I never post it. But I thought it was I got groceries last week. This is before Cody said anything, but okay. I've been wanting to make I baked some chicken tenderloins.
Baked chicken.
Had mashed potatoes and broccoli, and it was bomb. It was really good.
It looked good. The only thing I'll say about the broccoli.
Is that instant mash or real mash? Oh, yeah,
those are Bob Evans in the microwave mashed potatoes.
Terrible.
Now, they're not. Those aren't
they're very
gross
good.
Already.
They're very
awful.
Good, actually.
Right, two things. Hold on, Cody. Two things. Obviously, homestyle mashed potatoes way better. I will say those are not instant, at least. He did not make instant mashed potatoes.
Correct.
You know what the Bob Evans ones are. They're already made, but that you warm them up. They are not instant. They are much better than that. I will give them that.
They taste very good.
I know what he's talking about. Now, I was going to be critical. Cody with mashed potatoes, I was going to be critical about the broccoli. The broccoli looked like it was just straight out of a can.
It was not out of a can. It was the microwavable. It was like frozen broccoli you microwave, and then I tossed some butter
steamers,
in there.
Like the steamer stuff?
Yeah.
I've had those before.
Broccoli.
I will say it looked too soggy. It looked like it was steamed.
The reason it might have looked that way, I think, is because we probably put too much butter in there, so it looked like it was shiny.
It just looks soggy.
The chicken looks good.
Yeah, the chicken looks good. The broccoli, like, I've done the steamed broccoli pouches thing before. Those are usually good. I just feel like it looked a little too, like, soggy, that's all.
The text line's giving you good advice, too. Forget the chicken tenderloins. Get chicken thighs.
Chicken
Drew.
Thighs next time?
Good price, better flavor.
I like doing the chicken breast if I'm going to grill.
Better flavor than
thighs.
He didn't
grill.
And a better price.
He baked. So baked thigh. The thighs you bake, breast grilled. I don't grill thighs.
So you're a
Drew,
thigh guy, Cody.
I'm proud of you.
Cody's a thigh guy.
I'm proud of you for
I'm more of the breast
baking
guy.
The chicken.
Okay.
I think the chicken looks tasty.
I appreciate that.
I'm telling you, all you have to do is make two additional steps. Very little additional time, and this meal could take a next step. You just buy a crown of broccoli, you chop it. It takes 10 seconds. You roast it in the oven. It takes 25 minutes when you're already cooking the chicken, and then you make real mashed potatoes instead of the bag stuff. Maybe I'll let the mashed potatoes.
I'll side with him on the mashed potatoes if it's just him and the wife. If you're not
going to have them, so I feel like I can't be a good judge.
They're not
instant.
They're not instant. What he had is not instant, though.
Like, yeah.
They're not instant. But I will say. If you had more time, like baked potatoes, an easy one. Twice baked potatoes. Twice baked's a pain in the ass. All right.
Everybody's
twice baked's a pain.
Everybody's backing
amazing.
You, Cody, on the thighs.
No, yeah. Thighs are the
skinless thighs.
Someone
are elite.
Says, Drew, did you go air fryer for this, or did you bake it? You said bake.
No, I know. I baked the chicken in the oven.
All right.
Someone says Gold gets $9,000. Now he's the broccoli.
Cody was criticizing the mashed potatoes.
I'm known for that. I'm known to criticize the food.
No, because what the meal he just made, I've made. That's one of the meals that I actually will make pretty quick. And I've done the steamed broccoli bag. I've done the Bob Evans mashed potatoes. Not instant. Again, they are refrigerated. They're already made. You stir it up. They're not instant. Gross. They taste the ones he had do not taste like instant. I'll give them that.
I will reserve.
Go buy some, Cody.
But I don't want to eat them. Mashed potatoes are an easy thing to make.
Cody, hold on. If I would
have... How was your silverware? People are wondering.
Yeah, somebody asked about that.
He has terrible silverware.
Cody, did you buy him some silverware?
No. Yeah. Cody's not bought me any silverware. If I made the mashed potatoes, and I didn't tell you where they were from, would you be... Cody, do you think you'd be able to buy the taste that they were not...
You'd tell by the
made
look.
Yes. Myself.
You can tell by the look,
I could tell by the look, Drew.
The look.
Okay.
I mean, think about this. If you blindfolded me, that might be, like, maybe I'm off.
Sure.
Maybe I'm being too judgmental. I can tell you right now, I said something about the mashed potatoes because I could tell by the look, something's not right. Something's not right. That doesn't look right. I've made enough mashed potatoes in my life, you know? But I
in general, though, chicken with some broccoli mashed potatoes, solid, man. Solid.
Yeah,
just salt, pepper, olive oil, man, and you can roast some broccoli. Yep. Step your game up there, too.
Same thing with the asparagus.
All right. Mm-hmm. Asparagus is really good.
I love asparagus.
And you're already baking the chicken. So the oven's already on. You already need the time.
I don't know if
that's
it's
what makes it.
I was going to say, I don't know if it's an ease thing. I feel like it's an ease thing where, because we've cooked asparagus before and actually, you know, bought the asparagus, put it in the oven, do the whole nine. With the broccoli.
It's a weeknight. He didn't want to take his time.
It takes five minutes.
I think it's just
wanted to eat, man.
Yeah,
he was hungry.
It's just a steam broccoli thing. It's just easier.
He still had to cook the chicken.
But he wanted to eat.
I know.
There was an additional time. That's my point.
He didn't want three steps. He didn't want to have to maneuver the microwave and the oven and this at the same time.
The oven, they go in there at the same time.
But he had the broccoli bag. He did not have the floret or the crown.
I'm saying if he – I'm assuming he went to the store for the microwave broccoli.
The funny part about this is – is Bree doesn't eat the chicken that she thinks the chicken is too dry, which I disagree with.
Oh,
I think the chicken's
overbaked.
I think it's more juicy than she thinks. She likes the breaded chicken. So what I did for her was we have cornflakes, and what I'll
Classic.
Do is, you know, I'll flatten out the tenders, and then I'll mix up some egg and a little bit of vinegar, a little bit of vinegar. Dip it in the egg.
We're all familiar with the dredge.
Cake it with the cornflakes.
Hey, easy. Let him cook here. Literally, let him cook. Keep going.
Cake it with the cornflakes, and then pop it in the air fryer for about 8 minutes or so, and then you've got breaded tenders, essentially.
Nice.
Okay, so you're saying you made those breaded tenders in the air fryer, not the oven.
The picture is baked chicken tenderloins for myself.
Okay.
The wife gets breaded chicken
tenders. You made her
tenders.
The cornflakes.
Yes, because she likes the breaded tenders more than the grilled or the baked because she thinks it's too dry.
Okay.
I still disagree with
please,
that.
Also, Anyways. Please save in the system your own drop that said about the juiciness of the meat. Please go ahead and save that as a drop.
I will get to that, yes.
I believe Drew said, quote, it's more juicy than she thinks is what I believe
it is.
Drew said.
It is. Fine. It is.
All right, let's talk a little football. Yesterday, Bill Simmons was talking about the quarterbacks in the NFL, and he became the most recent person to rank Patrick Mahomes below a current quarterback. Let's hear what he had to say about Josh Allen, and then I kind of want to make a bigger point about what I don't understand is happening here.
I did not have Patrick Mahomes at the top of the pyramid. When it came right down to it, I just think Josh Allen's the best quarterback in the league. Game by game, regular season, durability, he can make chicken salad out of chicken shit. From what we saw from Mahomes last year, which I want to go into in a second, I just don't think it's fair to put him over Josh Allen, especially because Mahomes didn't win the Super Bowl last year. So when you saw that, what was your reaction?
My first reaction was I thought this goes against everything I thought I knew about you in terms of, honestly, from having, you know, read you, listened to you, working with you, talked to you. I thought you had sort of a life principle that when one guy has the belt, somebody's got to come take the belt. If it is that close, and Patrick Mahomes has been to 5 Super Bowls, won 3, has played Josh Allen 4 times in the playoffs and beat him every time. I hear what you're saying. Those aren't Josh Allen's fault. I totally agree with that. But still, somebody wins, somebody loses. That sport. I feel like Allen needs to either beat Mahomes and get to a Super Bowl or just win a Super Bowl to actually get the belt.
I guess my question is it possible that he might have peaked a couple years ago as like Apex Mahomes? I'm talking through it. I'm not trying to be reactionary guy. I just don't think he was as good last year as he was in that 22 season and some of those other years. I didn't see it. I thought they kind of lucked out. They were 11-1 in one score games, and some of them were really stupid wins. And I'm going to say this to Patrick Mahomes. Prove to me I'm a shithead. Go take your belt back. You dropped the belt in that Super Bowl game, and just in general, I didn't love the season start to finish. And I think Josh is a safer bet. So prove to me I'm wrong.
All right. So
interesting. Okay.
First, citing regular season wins and then telling me that playoff wins aren't a quarterback stat is insane.
Yes.
Is insane. They can't count one place, but not count the other gold. That's just straight up not how this works. Bill Simmons is also an ardent Tom Brady defender, and I think that matters
for a guy who was.
Yeah, but it's also just like the idea that winning is what drove him to this, but now winning isn't the only thing that matters. But during times of Tom Brady's career, he wasn't always the best statistical quarterback in any given season, right? Sometimes Drew Brees had more passing yards, or Aaron Rodgers had more passing touchdowns, or other guys did other things. But when push came to shove, we'd be this. What I can't figure out is, what is this national desire to, like,
ultimately defend Josh Allen like he's under duress. He has accomplished essentially nothing other than one MVP, and some people do question the validity of that one MVP, and people are like jumping up in arms to defend him as the best quarterback in the NFL, but for why? Is there some reason why we need to defend his honor versus the other guys? Accomplish more. That's how you'll get more credit if you're Josh Allen. Win more, accomplish more, go to a Super Bowl, whatever.
Look, I love when we continue to hear clips like this because I am still convinced that the first two games of the season, Patrick Mahomes, primetime in Brazil, Patrick Mahomes against the defending champs Sunday afternoon at Arrowhead against Philly. If he goes out and has the best protection on the left side, at least the left tackle spot he's had since Eric Fisher, if he has Hollywood Brown available with Worthy, that's still better than what he had most of last season. Travis Kelce, all these things, I can't wait for them. I don't want to get into the whole scorched earth thing again, but a lot of these comments, you know he's well aware of. His trainer, Bobby Stroop, is up here at camp. We know his trainer informs him all the time of what people are saying about him and thinking the dynasty's over, thinking that he's been surpassed by Burrow and Allen and Lamar and all these different guys. He hasn't even turned 30 yet. He actually hasn't turned 30 for another month. And people are acting like, oh, well, he's old and it's just over. Andy Reid is still the head coach. Chris Jones, to me, still has another year or two of good football in him. Patrick Mahomes, I think, will have a better offense this year. What happened last year and why the numbers are down, yeah, he wasn't his best. He was checked down Mahomes. But yep. There's a lot of reasons why that existed. And so unless you think the offense is just going to be the exact same as last year, by the way, they still found a way to win 15 games.
And go to the Super Bowl.
You guys know we don't need to get the whole QB ranking flat out again. I have Josh Allen number 2 on my list. I have Joe Burrow 3, Lamar 4. People disagree with Burrow and Lamar from on my list. They think they should be flipped. Drew obviously thinks Burrow should be 2.
I thought the Athletic got it right.
At some point, no, they didn't. They have Mahomes and Burrow as 1A, 1B. I'm sorry. That's
exactly.
Wrong. That's why you think it's right, but it's wrong. but I knew you would love that.
I think there's no argument 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, look.
I think there is argument. Sorry.
Gotcha. Yeah. Look, Patrick Mahomes, they're talking about the belt. The belt hadn't fallen off. It's on him. Someone else has not taken it yet. I'm sorry. Jalen Hurts is not in the AFC. Josh Allen has to beat Patrick Mahomes in a big game in the playoffs, or Lamar does, as in preventing them from going to the Super Bowl while also having a good year.
There's so many stats to support that Patrick Mahomes plays his best in the postseason. The stat yesterday was the one, I think, that was career games of active quarterbacks of 3 or more touchdown passes against playoff teams. And Patrick Mahomes has twice as many as any other quarterback in the NFL. Now, partially because he gets to throw 3 touchdowns against other playoff teams in the playoffs. Sorry for being there. But Bill Simmons in that argument says, well, Patrick Mahomes lost the Super Bowl, but won't discredit Josh Allen for not winning.
Getting punished for losing the Super Bowl more than losing in a playoff game.
That's everyone weird. Seems to not want to discredit Josh Allen for his playoff losses. Like, they just don't count. That man has only made it to a singular AFC title game, and he lost that game. And every other time he's lost to Mahomes, and he's lost to Burrow, and he's lost to other guys. And I'm not saying one game is all, but that guy's had plenty of chances. He goes to the postseason every year, wins his division every year. He's been the number one seed. He's been at home in the playoffs. He's had plenty of opportunities to get a win and to come through and do those things. Now, look, I don't need – like, I saw Carrington make the argument for, oh, Joe Burrow won a Heisman. I don't – that just means
what
nothing.
What he did in almost is what he said. I love it. He's right.
Yeah, but also, like, the Burrow stuff
doesn't – what's Joe Burrow what's the Joe king Burrow? Of?
In the NFL, he's the king of almost, too, Drew. I don't care if he won a Heisman or won a national championship. That's college.
No. He is not celebrated the way that Josh Allen is celebrated. That's the whole point that Carrington is making is people are putting Josh Allen on a pedestal like he's done something where he's actually done less – than the guy who's ranked ahead.
He's done the same. He's done the same as Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow went to a Super Bowl, and Josh Allen's won an MVP. That's
Josh Allen also has never beaten Joe Burrow before, and Josh Allen won an MVP that was we're tired of giving it to this guy.
I don't disagree that Lamar should have been the MVP, but also there has to be, if we're going to say Burrow got to the Super Bowl, Allen didn't, then what's the quote-unquote penalty for not making the postseason for 3 years in a row?
Again, I don't think it's – if we're comparing the two, Josh Allen's also never beaten Joe Burrow, including a game in his house in the playoffs.
We're not talking head-to-head. We just got into this. We're talking head-to-head. What is it, one playoff game? Drew, I can't make a decision on people's accomplishments on one or two playoff games.
Like, if we're talking again, accomplishments, then I think you winning an MVP, I think you would take a Super Bowl appearance over an MVP because you get a shot to win the whole thing as opposed to just having a good statistical season, which he did.
But it's not one accomplishment. It's also he's won his division every year. He's gone to the playoffs seven years
in
a row.
It's a much – there's layers to it. You can't just say, well, he won his division because the AFC East is the easiest division potentially this upcoming season in the entire AFC.
I'm saying they're equally accomplished players. I'm not saying – Joe Burrow's less accomplished. I'm saying they're equally
If you're asking why is one more celebrated, I also goes back to something you obviously disagree with, but that is Josh Allen. Hard not to like the guy.
That doesn't mean he's
Joe
better,
Burrow
though.
Is
I think
arrogant.
That's crazy
Joe Burrow,
to include in a conversation of whether
that's not,
he's better
that's
or not.
That's not the question, though,
no,
you brought up.
He was just talking
you
about
said,
why they
you said why You said why is Joe Burrow celebrated not celebrated as much as Josh Allen, and I'm telling you the answer.
Likeability.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean – I understand that, but if we're talking about –
You said celebrated, not why is he ranked, sir. You said celebrated, which would infer everything, personality and performance.
I think that's why Carrington said what he said yesterday, though, is Josh Allen is celebrated so much because whatever, he's more likable, whatever the case is, but he shouldn't be because he hasn't done anything. Even though he's a nice guy. Like,
I think if you say he hasn't done anything, you're
telling
me – Josh
Allen is he's a nice guy. Miss me with all of that.
Drew, if you are saying Josh Allen has done nothing in the NFL, then I think you have to say that Joe Burrow has done nothing in the NFL.
And so is Lamar Jackson,
I think they've done the same amount. Yeah. I don't think they've done nothing.
I just don't think
they've accomplished the big stuff.
I understand, but if you're saying that Joe Burrow's done nothing and Josh Allen's done nothing, then nobody else has done anything
I'm
other
not
than
saying
Jalen
you're
Hurts
saying
currently.
Josh Allen's done nothing. I'm saying they've all done something. It's just not as good as Patrick Mahomes, like Bill Simmons is saying.
He's saying that Josh Allen should be right there with Mahomes, and I'm also disagreeing with that notion. But it sure as hell not Joe Burrow. That's all.
I just think Josh Allen gets gassed up to a level that doesn't make any sense because he won an MVP that was a forgiving MVP. And he's sorry, but we don't want to give it to this guy MVP. He shouldn't even have an MVP.
Up next, we will get to the Chiefs Red Half Hour. I believe Nate Taylor is going to stop by as well right here on 96.5.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome in to the Chiefs Red Half Hour. Every day at 11:30 with Cody and Gold on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Chiefs Red Half Hour brought to you by All Weather Decks, Kansas City's most respected deck builder. Check them out at allweatherdecks.net. Can I ask a question real quick? Are they still doing the top 100?
Yes.
This isn't over yet?
They're going to do it all the way up until week one. I know. They're only at, what are they at, 30-something? Travis Kelce was on it today, wasn't he, in the 30s, I believe. It's a hell of a day for Kelce. We got the Taylor Swift news with the new album and the New Heights appearance tomorrow. We've got the GQ cover, and I believe he was named something on the NFL 100 today.
37
well.
Is what the Chiefs sent out. And I was just trying to decide, wait, for real? That's still a thing?
Yeah, it's been dragging on too long.
Why are they taking it so long? They thought the top 100 was going to be 7 months long?
They want to milk it out, I guess.
I stopped paying attention after they had Trent McDuffie like 94 or whatever the hell they had him.
Yeah, Bo Nix was 60-something quarterback, I guess.
But I just checked out. Mahomes will be like ninth.
I don't know. I have a feeling. I have a feeling we're about to have like
Josh Burrow, and then he'll be behind like a couple of big defensive players. Yeah. He'll be behind T.J. Watt.
Going back to the convo we just had. Don't worry. Burrow will be ahead of him. So yeah, you're right. Burrow and Allen will absolutely be ahead of him on this list, and it'll be hilarious. But yes, that's true. That's gonna happen.
It's a real bummer. It's a real bummer. All right, we'll get Nate Taylor down here in just a few minutes. But I want to talk about the offensive line because it was one of the only other takeaways I had from the first preseason game. And I'm not saying that the Chiefs are alone in this, but I don't like it because they've run into this problem each of the last 2 years, and it's been obvious before, and maybe every team suffers through this same fake. We don't watch the other teams the same way. I pray this year that the Chiefs do not get to the backup offensive line because, Gold, it's bleak. It did not look good. Wanya looked worse than he did last year. The offensive guard play seems suspect at best. The guys behind the starting five gave me zero confidence. Other than the fact I know Jalen Moore will be there and him and Juwan Taylor switch spots. Outside of that, you have to admit, man, once Gardner Minshew got behind the backup offensive line, that man feared for his life the rest of the day. And so did every other quarterback who came in after that. You just think that this is a league-wide problem?
Yeah, I'm not. Look,
I think they need to stay healthy on the offensive line. I think it's an important thing for their success.
Of course, but I also think, yes, that can be said for 31 other teams in the NFL. Like, I don't think it's unique to Kansas City. Yes, if the Chiefs lose their left tackle or their right tackle, they're in a bit of trouble. I would actually say, though, because of Jalen Moore's existence, that they might even be better prepared than some others. I'm not saying they're the best depth offensive line in football. That's not what I'm alleging. But I actually would argue having guys like Wanye and Jalen Moore that have started games in this league as backups is better than a lot of teams. I'm not saying you had to say it looked great, but that alone in terms of reps, they've got more starting reps than a lot of other teams' backup swing tackle or guy that can play guard in Jalen Moore's case as well. So, yeah, I'm not saying it looked good, but I just don't think it's unique to Kansas City. Go look at Buffalo. If they lost their left tackle, I don't think they're feeling great. You know, I think that's just an NFL issue. Most teams don't have a bunch of great offensive linemen behind their existing starters. And I would say, again, the Chiefs, Jalen Moore and Wanye as their backups is better than a lot of teams' situation.
Is it? I mean, look, I can't pretend to know the ins and outs of every tackle situation. But, you know, like, for instance, the Rams lost their left tackle, and they had a guy who's – because, like, really, Jalen Moore's got, like, 10 games of starting experience, and so does Wanye.
Yep, that's better than a lot of teams.
I'm not saying it's definitely better than zero, and it's probably better than some teams, but I don't know that it's, like – it's probably on average if I had to guess without looking from where those are. It was just a stark reminder of – and, look, I think offensive line play is bad in the league. So, again, I'm not saying they're there, but it was a stark reminder that that is an important facet of their success.
Sure, I mean, look at the – someone points out, look at the Chargers, obviously. One of the best left tackles in the game, Rashawn Slater's out for the season. That's a huge blow for them. They have a guy filling in that does have some starting experience, but, of course, no team can be prepared for that. You can hope that you're in a nice spot, but it is a huge drop-off for every team when one of your starters on the O-line misses a significant chunk of the season. You know, if in fact that actually happens.
I mean, look, I'm not fearing it yet. They're healthy so far, and the guys are there. But it's like when you start, you know the places on the field that you can take on a little bit of water. Wide receiver last year, it means the offense will be worse. But they took on water at wide receiver last year, Gold, and they could still be, I don't know, number 5 in yardage, number 12 in scoring, and go on with their merry way. And I understand last year they didn't have as many injuries on the line as much as they just had guys who could not play. Like, they had some injury, but, like, it wasn't like they took on water at the injury. They just didn't have guys who could play. They had bad offensive line play. And then, obviously, the one injury on the line that set them back at least a little bit. But, I mean, that's it. Trey was healthy. Creed was healthy. Juwan Taylor missed a little bit of time, but he was healthy for a decent chunk of the year. Tooney was healthy, and Kingsley just stunk. Like, this year it feels like, and again, I don't want to get in a situation, I don't think they'd ever put Kingsley back at left tackle.
No, you can't. That ship has sailed. That ship has sailed.
How terrified would you be if it came to that?
Oh, that mean, I mean, they would have devastating injuries for that
take. Yeah, like, one, they got hurt, and
it would have to be in-game, too. Like, they would have to, like, because, you know, you can only suit up so many. It would almost have to be a situation where in-game you're like, well, he at least has played the position. You know, that's the scenario. So let's not think about that.
It'd be Issa Pohl, I guess.
He'll be a practice squad. Ethan Driscoll will be back from appendicitis or whatever he had.
I did see Pohl.
Do you have your appendix?
He's Nate's guy, by the way. Pohl.
Yeah. Who?
Pohl. Yeah.
I do have my appendix. Do we all have our appendix on the show?
Yes.
I do.
I've got my spleen, my appendix, any of the ones that they can take away, I still got.
You still have your gallbladder?
Yeah.
Still, the hell are they taking my gallbladder?
Some people have it removed.
I don't know. Some people have it removed, yeah.
But not my gallbladder?
So far, so good. You know, but appendicitis, you just wake up in the middle of the night one day, and all of a sudden it's a horrific pain, I'm told, and you're like, well, time to go.
Guess I'm dying. Time to get to the hospital.
Time to go. We got to remove this immediately so it doesn't burst. That's when it gets really bad.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why they remove it quickly. Who was it? Was Alex Smith had something? Spleen. Was his spleen?
His was appendix.
Who was spleen? Somebody had a spleen.
There was a quarterback who got speared. There was a quarterback who got speared in the back. Joey Harrington or something, who had to have their spleen removed. Like Chris Sims, who had to have it like removed the next week or the next couple of days. I don't remember. I thought it was an appendix for him.
Roethlisberger maybe was appendix as well. I don't know. There's somebody had a spleen issue, and I don't know why I thought that was Alex Smith, but
I thought that was a, well, I mean, we can look it up. Chris Sims, I was right on him. Ruptured spleen sustained during multiple hard hits. They had to take his out. So if you're thinking Chris Sims.
Alex Smith suffered a lacerated spleen.
Oh, his was spleen too. I apologize. Okay. Multiple spleen injuries. Imagine getting hurt so bad that you can have a, you can get your spleen lacerated. This is why you and I didn't play football growing up. You know, I try to convince my dad.
Yeah, that's why. That's why. Yep, that's. You know what? Everything it could be, you nailed it, Cody. That's what it is. Otherwise, would have played. I just never wanted to worry about my lacerated spleen. So, otherwise, I would have been right there, man.
Making one-handed catches in Pop Warner, Cody.
Drew, you still needed to come up to camp. It's too late this year, but maybe next year. We need to get you on the jug machine. You said,
you
could catch all 10 or something? And no way. All 10, right?
Did I say all 10?
I think it was, maybe it was 9 out of 10, but it was a high. Okay. It was a high number. I will say, I wanted to play high school football. But I liked playing sports. We played football all the time growing up and baseball and all these other stuff.
Too small or what?
No, my dad, of all, we had no rules in my house. And because I had been pretty injury prone up to that point, I had already had a torn ligament on my knee and I'd broken arms and stuff like that. He's like, no, you'll die. I don't know, like, for whatever reason it was, that was one. Although I did play high school rugby. So
what?
Eventually, I think what happened was I played that one.
You were on a club rugby team?
Uh-huh. I played that one without asking permission versus, like, the football one that stuck in there.
Drew, I could have seen you as the high school kicker, man.
That probably would have been the extent of my, based on my physique, that's a good guess. Can I kick a football? Absolutely not.
I played fly and scrum half for rugby. Which is like the first guy who gets hit in the line.
Where was this for the LRZ last summer camp? Where was this insight? Where was this insight last year when we needed rugby? I don't need rugby insight now. Yep. I needed it last year when LRZ was here.
You know those plays you see in rugby where they like lift the guy up by the shirt and catch the ball? I was the guy they'd lift up.
Nice.
You got lifted up?
Nice. I was the guy who got lifted up. Throw the ball back.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I did not. I we learn something new every day. I did not know. Did you not bring this up last summer?
I don't know. Maybe
no,
I did not know.
We talked way too much about LRZ last summer.
We were talking about his football prowess. Not his rugby prowess.
I guess, but that's clearly all he had. Yeah.
You know? I did play an entire year of club rugby. I was okay. I wasn't like the worst player. I was okay. I was relatively decently fast still then, so that helped. But man, people, like, that's a sport where, like, you tape down your ears and then you just get, like, your bell rung. So I probably had, like, 87 concussions.
I'm now getting more messages about other athletes that had spleens removed.
Oh, okay.
Peter Forsberg of the Colorado Avalanche. A lot of athletes that had the spleen removed, man, it turns out. A lot of them.
Well, it's a dangerous sport, turns out. Well, hockey, too, because it's another physical sport.
Oh, my goodness. You want to talk about a sport? Yeah.
I don't even understand, man. I don't even understand how they move at that speed, that consistently.
That's what's so impressive is the speed on the ice. You know, I finally went to my first NHL games in Vegas at the Golden Knights game. They've gone to two of them, the only two NHL games. And the speed of the skaters is absolutely absurd.
We can ask Nate Taylor the same question when we come back, because or when he comes over here, because I do want to ask him the same thing I asked you, which is like, I try to get through camp, and I try not to just treat it as a, this means nothing, there's nothing to be learned, there's nothing to be gained. I'm like, well, then why do the teams come up here? So it's like, what did we learn? And I feel like we learned that Josh Simmons, it can be the goods. Not just because Patrick Mahomes, as you said on Kay Adams, said that he could be the best left tackle in football, but just because of how good he is. And we learned that he won the job and he won it easily. I think we learned that Travis Kelce is in the best shape he's been in a couple of years, and you can anticipate counting on that. And then I think you learned some of the negative stuff, right? I don't want to put out the fact, I think we learned that Breshard Smith has not taken the starting job this year, okay? You could have hyped him up as much as you wanted a seventh-round pick. That man is behind at least two or three players probably on the depth chart. I think you'd said we learned that Tyquan Thornton will be a contributor. I want your answers, 913-586-7965, because I am trying to have a retrospect of at least what did we figure out about where this team is. Not just the offensive line stuff I said, but the things I mentioned.
No doubt. I mean, Simmons is the obvious, as you said. I mean, that's number one. We learned that, no question, he's a starting left tackle. His availability is not a question anymore. All those draft night questions are behind us. It is just, can he simply go out there and pick up the communication and that's going to be required between him and, we presume, will be Kingsley over at left guard. But, yeah, I do think Tyquan Thornton was a surprise in the fact that we've gone through this Camp Darling stuff before with Justin Ross and Fortson. Tyquan Thornton, by 2 days into practice, it was clear he's making the team, and Mahomes likes him. He's going to get some reps immediately with the ones because of his skill set down the field, because of the availability that we may not have for Rice. Is Hollywood Brown going to be available throughout the season? He's on the team, and so what we learned is it's not about Tyquan Thornton making the team. It's whether or not Nico Remigio and perhaps Jason Brownlee is the real competition at the very very back end of the depth chart. Thank you very much. Our friends from Kona Ice just dropped off a
thank you
giant snow can. Ozzy, hey. he messaged me and said, what flavor? I said, I'll do cherry, and I guess for you, I said blue.
Blue? That is a flavor. Blue. Has no blue.
Blue. It's berry. You know, it's
not
berry.
Pretty open.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm an equal
thank
opportunist
you
in the flavor department.
I guessed. I wasn't going to ask you live
what
on air.
What flavor's blue?
Berry or something, right? Blueberry or just berry?
I don't know. It could be like
it's
pina
berry.
Colada.
I mean, this
berry
is red. This is definitely cherry.
Let me try it. Yeah, it's like
I could have suggested mixed for you. I
eating
figured,
this is always like having like an icy pop out of the freezer.
Drew,
that's blue.
I'm just happy that Cody didn't say, well, you know, I can just make a slushie. If you guys have one of mine,
I've never made a slushie. That's too far.
Okay.
Just an icy pop out of the freezer. You know,
I was
like
fully
any
expecting
other kid
you to say, well, you know, guys, you guys, you got to make the slushie, Cody. Because you
Cody
talk like you're Iron
ice
Chef
what are you
sometimes.
About?
I don't talk like I'm Iron Chef. I said he could steam his own broccoli. I said he doesn't say eat a bag of broccoli and a bag of Bob Evans mashed potatoes. That man could just cook a potato.
Cody shaves.
I didn't
the
say
ice,
he had to go out there and make sashimi for dinner tonight. Yeah. I said he could cook a potato.
Stop using big words around the kitchen. Stop.
Drew,
huh?
What do you take pride on around the house? You know, what's your calling card around the house?
Around the house, well, I'll be honest. When I was younger, if you were to ask me, it'd be mowing the lawn. Dead serious. I loved mowing
with
the lawn.
With your shoes off, we learned, right?
Yeah, we did learn that.
Most of the time, yes.
You're still welcome to come mow mine. The wasps do appear to be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did spray extra for you, just for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I would
could
say
you imagine stepping on a wasp nest?
Barefoot. He wouldn't be able to put a shoe on. His foot would have. His foot would have been.
Oh yeah.
His foot would have exploded.
I would say right now.
Crutches for a day or something.
I would say right now vacuuming.
Vacuuming.
I like vacuuming actually.
Do you leave the lines in?
Oh yeah.
Is it like mowing for you? Yeah, you like the carpet lines.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's very
the apartment version of.
I get it.
Yeah. I don't know what it's aesthetically pleasing. I think to vacuum.
What are they, the ASMR or whatever videos? That's kind of like, that's the same concept.
Sure, yeah.
You guys know what I'm talking about. Let's get back to a few football things. Other than Tyquan Thornton, a few people texting in saying Noel Williams, his physicality, they thought stood out throughout camp, kind of the way Jaden Hicks did a year ago. Noel Williams was active. I know he was somebody on our Camp Darling Island we were talking a lot about. He's someone that in the preseason game, at least, was very active. You can see that he's going to be someone that Spags is going to love. Like, we're going to be sitting here a year from now at camp, and he's going to be someone that Spags is raving about. Like, he feels like a very, very much so a Spags type of player, the same way Jaden Hicks is. Like, we've been around this long enough. You guys have seen him.
It'll take him about half a season, and then he'll get trusted, and then he'll be out there. Because, again, most corners, linebackers, whoever it is, it takes a year, full year, to earn Spags' trust to the point that he's willing to, like, let guys like Justin Reed go. But once you've earned it and you're in the little circle, he's comfortable there. If we had any questions about whether or not we had made the right decision on Breshard Smith, I will say Dave Tobe was also critical of Breshard Smith in the press availability earlier. He said he was he sounded a little terse over the fact that fair caught and did not take out a kick return, citing the limited number of opportunities they are given to return kicks in a preseason game before it matters. Wanted Breshard Smith to take that kick out, find out what he's got. What? Never take a touchback in a preseason game.
No, it doesn't help anybody.
Ever. Tell him that? Because that's the thing I would ask. Did you tell him never to take one in a preseason game? Did you make it that clear? Under no circumstances are you staying in the end zone. You are taking this thing out every time. We do not know how many chances we will get. We'll talk about the coaching of the regular circumstance when we're here at practice. For this game, take it out. We're finding out how far you can take a football. We're finding out how you can see lanes and blocks and outside of that stuff. He's actually kind of got a point, at least on that end. I do kind of agree with you, though. Noah Williams is probably just one of those guys he'll love.
Someone on the text line was asking about the punter situation. Is there competition? Or
no, they cut the other.
Yeah, there is no competition. It ended very quickly. They ran into wide receiver injuries. They had a roster crunch. They would have liked to have kept two punters around throughout camp. Dave Tobe mentioned that. But, you know, if you're talking about necessity of positions, of course, punter is not at the top of the list to have an extra punter at camp. And so, by default, I'm not saying Matt Araiza wouldn't have won the camp battle anyway, but no, there was never really any camp battle. In the preseason game, I will say, you know, we saw the leg on display again. The question is going to be whether or not he's able to, you know, cough and corner inside the 10 type of punts instead of just kicking into the end zone. We had that one guy that texted and was very upset when we talked about Matt Araiza last time, saying, we don't know what we're talking about. We're not claiming to be experts, but the reality was they brought in competition at the beginning of camp because they were concerned about his ability to have a little more touch, if you will, on his punts.
Didn't he bury a couple, like inside the 5 or the 10?
Yeah, he looked good in the preseason game. He did.
Man, we're watching preseason. I did not pay any attention to that. You said he looked good?
He flipped the field, Cody. He flipped the field.
There was. It took me a second to realize.
He kicked kind of far, and then the guy kind of bobbled.
We know he's got the leg. That's not the problem. It's more of the can he pin people back. Like we know he can kick a punt 75 yards.
Yeah, he did that on the very first punt, I remember, because the guy almost fumbled it right after they had gotten back, after they had already screwed up the kick in the previous drive, and then had gotten themselves in that spot. Yeah, but I didn't learn that coming out of camp. I don't want any kind of like, what did you learn kind of camp? Matt Araiza, he can do it. I'm sure he's fine, and I'm not overly worried about it, at least on that end, but at least we've got something there.
All right, up next, we will get to what's trending. We'll get caught up on an injury with a quarterback in the NFL today. What does it actually mean for that team heading into week one? Plus, we are expecting Nate Taylor to stop by. I believe they're wrapping up some of their media obligations over in the tent. It is some of the positional coaches talking today. So we will have Nate Taylor join us coming up next here on 96.5 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.